Sardul, firstly, why are you running for mayor of Cambridge?
Well, I've been living in Cambridge for 40 years, and during these four decades, particularly following the 2008 economic slump, at this time, I think there are opportunities to make some changes to improve the city and get the things a little better.
Okay, what changes would you like to see?
Our most immediate pressing issues today are affordable housing, vibrant downtown cores in Cambridge, and opportunities for youth and skilled trades, and improved traffic flow.
So when you're not campaigning, what are some of the things that you like to do? What do you particularly enjoy about the city?
I like to travel around the city, just go for a drive around, keep myself updated, what's changing, what's new development happening. And if there's time, like a day off or something, I like going on the Grand River Edge by the Water Street and Park Hill. That's a nice view of the Grand River, and you can sit there for hours and hours.
And you said that you've been in Cambridge for 40 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
right.
So what is your current job now? What do you do right now?
Right now, I'm a licensed realtor by the Royal LePage, and I'm also a developer myself. I do land development, property management. And previously to that, I was in the manufacturing business, long-term manufacturing.
Okay, interesting. Do you think any of those traits or experiences would help you, get the position as mayor and then lead the city?
Definitely, definitely. And I think at this time, our city needs a non-political person, let's put it that way. I think we've been running the same old, and trying to follow the pattern. And I think it's time to do it a little differently.
Okay. What do you like to do? Any hobbies? Do you follow sports at all?
I'm not too much into sports other than light sports, which I play tennis at the Hespel Tennis Club. And I play golf at a few places around town. And I'm also developing my own golf course up in Napanee.
You're developing your own golf course?
Yes.
Oh, tell us about that.
The project will keep me busy till I can finish it. And but I also do crossword puzzles and jumble. That's my favorite pastime. And there's nothing to do that gives me a lot of relaxation. Well, my elder daughter does some of that, but I think I got a little better bug of that.
Okay. Are you good at the crossword puzzles?
I think I'm pretty good.
All right. Very good. What's an interesting fact or something about yourself that, you know, people may not know? Any hidden talents, speak additional languages, a master
yes.
in the kitchen?
A lot of things people don't know about me. I do speak many languages. I speak my own, of course, native Hindi, Punjabi, Urdu. I do some Spanish. I did international business, so I learned Spanish. And I was born in a small village in India, in Punjab, and I'm happy to admit that a classic immigrant story came here with basically empty pockets, maybe $10 in the wallet, £3 is what we were allowed to leave with from India, and I achieved my success working in this great country, and that's my story. I'm an immigrant starting from the bottom up, and I kind of gained skills as I went along on top of the education I brought with me. And that helped me quite a bit.
How old were you when you came to Canada?
I was just shy of 21.
So 21, $10 in your pocket, and
yes.
You come here from India.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What was that like? I mean, in a nutshell.
Well, this could be another whole interview.
I know.
But another life. But in those days, I will go to the store across the street where we lived, sharing apartment with my brother. That's where I landed with my younger brother. My elder brother was already here in Toronto at that time, in 71. We could go across the road to a place called Steinberg's Miracle Mart Shopping Center for $1, get a newspaper, get a fresh bag, jug of milk, and come home and start looking at classified for jobs. That's how the day started in those days for me. My exposure of life, beginning from where I was born, then I moved into the middle of the country to another state, then to another state in India to work, and then I came here, then I ran my business, and then I went overseas for trade missions to Venezuela, Mexico, and the United States. So that gave me international exposure to many things to observe and see, and I'm bringing all that experience to put into good use.
Yeah. And is that something that's important? I know we often talk about, you know, strengthening our economic partnerships with countries. Is that something that is particularly important in Cambridge, do you think?
It is very important. I think we can apply the same principles here between city to city as well. It doesn't have to be from country to country. We can make alliances within the cities to the neighboring city or across the province and learn from each other.